Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
May the Lord bless you, strengthen you, anoint you, and give you more favor and more grace. I would like to encourage you to follow the scripture, obey the word of God, and you shall be blessed, because the Bible says that God will bless those who obey Him. And that is the way you show love to Jesus, by obeying His command and His word. Let us be encourager. In Acts chapter 11, verse 23, when he arrived and saw the evidence of the grace of God, he was glad and encouraged them all to remain true to the Lord with all their hearts. Even though some people look like they are doing fine and don't need encouragement, the truth is everybody needs somebody cheering them on, somebody who sees the best in them, somebody who believes in them and supports them. You can be that person for the people in your life. God sent people into your life so that you can be the blessing to them and you can be the encourager and supporter to them. Many times, you can see things in other people that they cannot see in themselves. Your words of encouragement, your words of blessing can help them step up to who they were created to be. You can be the one they can count on, because you are not going to find fault with them, but you always see the good things in them. You will be the one who always has healing words that uplift and push them into their destiny. Let us allow God to use us to be builder, encouragers, and the blessing to other people. We should not be the destroyer. We should be the builder and life giver, because the Holy Spirit who gives life dwell in us. Let us make decision from now on, from today on. We're going to be encouragers. We're going to look for the good things of other people, support them, encourage them, and build them up. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 10 to 14 say, He died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with Him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. Let us encourage one another, build each other up. From now on, no negative words come out from our mouth to put people down. We only say words of encouragement. We don't fight fault with people, okay? Verse 12, now we ask you, brothers, to respect those who work hard among you, who are over you in the Lord, and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard in love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. And we urge you, brothers, warn those who are idle, encourage the timid, help the weak, be patient with one another or with everyone. We should encourage our pastor, our leaders. Also encourage those who are weak and those who get into trouble. Instead of blaming, condemning, attacking, gossiping, we should pray for people, help people with our words and action. The Bible says clearly that love is the most important thing in the Christian faith. Everybody is going through something difficult, including me too. I face some difficulties too. Be on the lookout for those around you. There are people whom God has put in your life right now who need your love, your encouragement, your support, your prayer, and your kindness. Live with the attitude, who can I bless and lift up today? Who can I encourage to pursue their dreams? Who can I pray for and support them, serve them, and help them? Let us be like Jesus, who came into the world to encourage us, to die for us, and to bless us. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29, don't use foul and abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful, so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. So many scriptures in the Bible encourage us to be using words of encouragement, support, and help, and build other people up. We should obey the Bible. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 and 25, And let us consider how we may spur up one another on toward love and good deeds. Let us encourage one another to do good deeds and to love God and love people. Let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day of what? The day of the second coming of Jesus Christ approaching. The Lord loves to encourage us with His word and actions. Our God is the encourager. He is a supporter. He is a promise keeper. He is the wonderful God. What He say in the scripture always encourage us and build our faith up. He is a strengthener. He is a healer. Let us walk in the way of God so that the Holy Spirit shall anoint us and give us more blessing to be able to bless other people. Isaiah 40, verse 31, this is the promise of God. He encourages us by the scripture. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This is the promise of God, the encouraging words of God. Isaiah 41, verse 10 say, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Again, God encourages you. Hey, guy, when you feel weak, I strengthen you. When you need help, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. God loves us so much. God is a great encourager. We should do the same thing. We should allow the Spirit of God work in our life and through our life to be encouragers, to be builders, to support people. Everywhere we go, people will get better, brighten up, and say, wow, I gotta run my life. I'm not gonna give up. Isaiah 43, verse 2. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. Again, God encourages you. In a time of trouble, He is with you, helping you. He's not forsaking you. We should do the same thing with our brother and sister, with our wife, with our husband, our kids, our parents, our church friends and brothers and sisters, with our leader. Hey, right now we're going through hardship together. Maybe the pandemic, maybe economical problem. We're going to go through together. We're going to laugh together. We're going to cry together. Let's go through together, and God is going to give us the victory. Use the word of God to encourage brothers and sisters. Use the power of the Holy Spirit to build other people up. Be the life giver. Just like Jesus, He is the life giver. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You see, God encourages you. Hey, I'm gonna lift you up. I will give you rest. I am not forsaking you. I'm with you always. I will go before you and fight a battle for you. Let's do the same thing as God. Let us walk in the way of Jesus, the way of our Almighty God. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, and I'm sure of this, that He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. God say, hey, don't give up. I'm going to be with you. I'm going to help you to the end. You're going to go to the finish line. You're going to have victory. What I'm doing for you right now, I will complete it. You see, the Word of God always encourages us to keep going, to keep running the race. May the Holy Spirit who lives in us use the Word of God through our mouth to encourage ourselves and encourage everyone around us. Even people who may not like us, we encourage them, we bless them. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, I can do all things through Him who strengthened me. Our God wants to strengthen us, and we should strengthen other people's emotion, feeling, and spirit. We pray for them. We show good example to them. We take them out for dinner, feed them, show love to them. We give them word of support, and we tell them we love them, keep them in prayer. We will not forsake them. We should be that kind of Christian. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous man runs into it and is saved. When people come around us, the Holy Spirit in us, the God who is in us, will be like a strong tower. We allow Him to use us as His instrument, to be a strong tower for other people. And when people come around us, they will feel safe because we will never destroy them, damage them, hurt them. They feel safe when they are around us because we are used by God, by the Holy Spirit, to be encouragers, builders, supporters, and blessing givers. Let us pray. Father, thank you for the people who have placed in our life, and we have the special role you have given us in their life. Thank you that you can take our words of encouragement and bring healing, miracles, supernatural breakthroughs, and cheer to them. Lord, help us to see what we can bless and lift up today. We want to be the blessing to other people, Lord, and we believe we reap what we sow. When we do good to others, when we do the excellent thing to others, when we encourage others, you will encourage us, Lord, and you will help us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We want to be like Jesus Christ. We want the Holy Spirit to anoint us and give us the word of encouragement to everybody around us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I believe and declare you will be used by God to be great encouragers, life giver to other people. I love you, and I believe the Lord will use you. Thank you so much for spending time with me, and I will see you in other teachings.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com.